Welcome back to another episode of the Way Forward Podcast. This episode, I had the pleasure of sitting down with David Schmidt, the CEO, founder, and inventor of LifeWave Technologies. These products are really incredible, and I don't say that lightly. And I'm not one to typically pump and promote products like crazy, but if for any of you that follow me on Instagram, you've seen me share these products quite a bit, and that's because I've directly experienced the power of these patches. And I was super skeptical of them at first, like very, very, very skeptical. In fact, they sat on my shelf untouched for roughly 2 months. But then after witnessing what I witnessed with my dad, which I get into during the episode, I cannot deny the power of these products to help facilitate healing, not about masking symptoms. I'm really against things that do that. These products really do help facilitate healing. And, I'm so excited for you to hear what David has to say about them. He speaks much more eloquently than I do on them. I still am trying to gather how best I can explain how these products work to other people. So I'm just going to be referring people to this episode. And towards the end, he shares some insights into the mRNA products that came out over the last couple of years. And these findings that he shares corroborate exactly what others have experienced in terms of their toxicity. Of course, we already know that. And of course, as I share repeatedly, there's no proof of the alleged cause that necessitates the need for these products in the first place. No reason to receive any of these products made by the pharmaceutical companies, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not what we're talking about here. The majority of the episode is discussing the power of these LifeWave products to help facilitate healing. And if you are interested in the LifeWave products, you'll find in the show notes, there is a little email that you can send an email to. And so just reach out to patches@thewayforward.com. And again, forward is spelled FWRD. So if you're interested in LifeWave and these patches, please reach out at patches@thewayforward.com. Enjoy the episode. And we are live. David, it is an honor to be having this discussion with you right now because I am so fascinated with the LifeWave patches and I have so many questions. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really looking forward to our talk today.
Yeah. And I think it's appropriate to open up with my own experience of the products. As you can imagine, being one of the top alternative health podcasts in the world, I get sent a lot of stuff to try, a lot of products and things. And I was sent the LifeWave X39 patches and then also a set of a few different types. And that was sent to me by a friend of mine, Crystal Teeny. And I'm not going to lie, they sat on my shelf for probably 2 months because it's like, oh, here's another thing. And me being someone who's very against just masking symptoms, which I know now that's not what they do. And we'll get into that. I'm very into things that get to the root cause and help to treat or uproot the root cause of illness. Right. So when Crystal sent them to me, I was really skeptical, as I am of most products. And I just sat on my shelf for a while, but she kept bugging me, Alec, you got to try them, got to try them, got to try them. So I was like, all right, gave them a try. And I have two screws in my left shoulder. And I started wearing them on my back, and I'm a pretty active guy. I do a lot of Olympic lifting and a lot of CrossFit style workouts. And I noticed that after my workouts, my recovery time was getting shorter after wearing the X49 specifically. And I was like, okay, this is a little strange, but you know, I'm not fully sold yet because I'm wondering, is it just masking the symptoms of me having two screws in my shoulder, right? And like, we know symptoms are a messenger that there's something going on that we need to look at inside the body. So then this is the experience that completely shifted my perspective. It really blows my mind to this day. So my dad and I do a lot of extreme skiing. And when I say extreme, we like almost exclusively ride double black terrain and like go to the spots that you have to hike. And we're like weaving through the trees and we ski in what is known as the extreme skiing capital of the United States, Crested Butte, Colorado. So we're skiing in Crested Butte and we're weaving in and out of the trees. And my dad makes a turn in between two trees and his ski gets caught. And usually when your ski gets caught, it should pop off, right? So like you'd lunge forward and your ski would pop off and you'd be fine. But for some reason, his ski didn't pop off. So when he lunged forward, it pulled his calf. He yelled. He was, you know, in a ton of pain, and I had to help him ski back down to the bottom. We immediately went to an athletic trainer at this physical therapy slash like rehab clinic that's right at the base of the mountain, and got evaluated. And an athletic trainer, Olympic athletic trainer, and a doctor both evaluated him. They said, yeah, you likely tore your calf, at the very least pulled it severely, and you're going to be out at least 6 to 8 weeks. You're not going to be able to ski for a long time. That night, I literally had to help my dad take his pants off just to get into bed. Mm. And, you know, when someone gets hurt like that, I've been an athlete my whole life, you know, the day after is usually the worst. Like, the moment itself sucks, but the day after is way worse. And so because I had the patches with me, and I had a few of the carnosine patches, I had some X39, X49. That night, I gave him an X39 to wear to bed. The next morning, he woke up, and he was moving better than he was the night before. And I'm like, okay, this is getting pretty weird. And then over the next 10 days, he wore the carnosine patch, which, you know, deals with tissue repair. So in a matter of 10 days, my dad was back to skiing full speed with no issues. And when I say full speed, remember, we're talking like extreme skiing with no issues in 10 days. And the doctors had told him 6 weeks at a minimum. So when I saw that happen, I was like, all right, Crystal, I need to know more about these patches. I'm in. Like, I'm totally in. And my audience knows this, that especially on my social, like, I'll interview people that have products and things like that on my podcast, but on my own social media page, I rarely, if ever, promote anything at all. And I've gone full bore on these patches because of what I witnessed. And then since then, you know, I've had some people purchase them, and a few of other family members and friends try them. And every single person has come back saying, wow, these things are incredible. Still don't fully understand how they work, but would love to know more. And I was like, well, I'm interviewing David on the 17th of May. So come on by and listen to that episode. So here I am. So first question I have is what went into, let's have you share your background first, because I'd like to know that, to how you got to the point of developing LifeWorld.
Okay. That's a loaded question. So let's see. The very, very short condensed version is that from the time I was about 8 years old, I wanted to be an inventor. And my parents took me to the laboratory of Thomas Edison in New Jersey, where we lived. And I was absolutely hooked. You know, something inside me just came alive and said, oh, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to be an inventor. When I was in my early 20s, I went back to school to get a degree in biology. And I convinced the chairman of the biology department at Pace University to give me a laboratory where I could do cancer research, because I had this concept about how to neutralize selectively the electrical charge around a cancer cell membrane and not harm a healthy cell. So I began a 2-year investigational study on how to do that in two different types of neuroblastomas, an immunogenic and non-immunogenic. And that research was actually quite successful. Later on, I formed a company where I started doing work for the US Navy through government contractors. It was a small company with five guys that I was friends with. And very, very interesting group. One of my business partners developed the ground support equipment for Star Wars missile defense. Another business partner developed the supercapacitors for Sandia National Labs. Another business partner developed satellite-based systems in missile defense. So I was around some fantastic people. And what we were doing was taking new technology and developing survival equipment and power generation systems for nuclear subs. And I developed something that was supposed to be impossible. It was a new type of oxygen system, which doesn't sound very exotic, but I was able to get 4 hours worth of oxygen into something about the size of a can of soda. That's amazing. And as a result, I was invited into Black Projects and took a look at one of the Navy's next generation mini subs and was given the opportunity to develop tech for it. And LifeWave came out of that program. I started the company then in 2002 to take the technology public. And today, you know, we've grown dramatically. We're a global company that distributes products in over 80 countries, offices all over the world, and over 80 clinical studies, and still developing new tech. We have about a 10-year plan going forward in rolling out new tech other than the patches to support stem cells and regeneration. So I'm more excited today about the future of the company than I ever have been based on our current state of work.
That's amazing. So you're doing projects specifically with the Navy and specifically on submarines. So I'd like to know how that work sort of led to LifeWave, and what was the specific first technology that you introduced publicly?
Yeah. So I had started out, our group received investment money from one of the owners of Coca-Cola bottling. And so at that time, I had developed a new type of battery technology, and I'm thinking about what I can say and what I can't say. But this was, we had this tested with a electrochemist from Stanford, and I drove him crazy with this thing. Because in battery systems, you have primary and secondary batteries. So you'd have a battery like you get from Duracell, Rayovac, and you put that into a flashlight, and once it's dead, you throw it out. And then you have a secondary battery, and that would be like a rechargeable lithium ion battery that you'd have a battery in your cell phone and you recharge it. So this was actually a third type that I had discovered. And this battery could absorb heat from the ambient environment and recharge itself.
Got it. I see the tie now, kind of. Yeah.
So, So what happened was he took the battery and he discharged it, and he said, well, the battery is dead. Here's the power curve and the power density. And I said, no, I said, I want you to go back and test it again. He's like, well, it's dead. I said, and then he did, and he found out that it was fully recharged. And he said, well, I must have made an error. And then he did this for 3 weeks and he couldn't kill the battery. So that was a system I developed. And then I developed a number of new methods for producing hydrogen and a hybrid between a battery and a fuel cell, which we ended up designing into a system for a Saber 5 rescue radio. And then we went into turbines using this hydrogen-based system to develop power for emergency power generation for subs. And then that led into an oxygen supply, which led into the patches. So yeah, there's a lot more details to the story, but that's effectively the chain of how the product development occurred.
Got it. Okay. So now let's get into the good stuff with respect to the patches. Cause I am still like unclear on exactly how they work and what the technology is. So let's first discuss your main patch, which is the X39, correct?
Right. Yeah. That's okay. By far the most popular product we have.
Okay. Yeah. How exactly does it work? What is the technology? And then we'll get into some stories of healing that you've seen.
Okay. So since we talked a little bit about the past, at that time, I had a research lab in Dahlonega, Georgia. And Dahlonega is where the Army Rangers train. And it was also the site of the gold rush in the U.S. And I was driving home and I'm driving around Lake Lanier. And I had invented this new type of turbine that used a vortex flow in order to generate power. And I was thinking, or I would say I was inspired with the thought that there must be a vortex flow inside of human cells. And what if we could create a communication channel with this vortex flow? We might be able to communicate with cells and get them to do some interesting things. And so I worked on this idea for about 3 years and came up with the patches. And basically, the idea behind this is that we could stimulate the skin with very, very low levels of light in a specific way, so we could communicate with the cells and get them to do things like increase fat burning. And this would improve energy production in the body, along with other benefits. And over a period of 20 years, this technology was refined to do some very sophisticated things, such as mobilizing stem cells. But the basic tech is using very low levels of light, with those wavelengths of light being modulated, much like laser communications, so we can induce synthesis of specific peptides, which cause specific benefits like improved rates at which we heal.
It's incredible. So with respect to the light that you're referring to, that may seem kind of confusing, especially for those who are using the patches, like, well, I don't see anything. There's no chemicals. There's no light switch on these things. So how exactly does that work? Because the patches are just things that you stick on your body. They look like a sticker. And then also, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no chemicals in them. There's nothing of that sort. It's simply using your body's infrared light and almost like reflecting it back to the body.
Yeah. So the body emits, as a result of metabolism, emits infrared light. And that's what body heat is. And we can pick this up with thermal imaging. And it's actually, thermal imaging is a tool that we use in a number of our clinical studies. But the patches do contain a number of organic materials. So they're sealed inside a high density polymer shell that doesn't allow any of those materials to come in contact with the skin. And they're stereoisomers of amino acid, sugars, oxygen, and they're in these water-based solutions. So what happens is you put the patches on the skin, they're activated by your body heat, and in turn, these materials will start to reflect specific wavelengths of light that will stimulate the skin. So this is a field of science known as photobiomodulation. There's thousands of studies that show that if you stimulate the skin with certain wavelengths of light, such as 850 nanometer in the infrared, 660 nanometer, these will turn on energy production in the cell and produce a number of benefits such as pain relief. But what I did was I went one step further where we modulate that wavelength of light to contain information, just like an FM or an AM radio. And now what we can do is we can cause synthesis of specific peptides like glutathione or like carnosine or like copper peptide.
So it's essentially communicating to your cells using light. And it's almost like signaling to your body to produce these certain types of peptides or generate stem cell production or things like this.
Well, we should keep in mind that this is the way that we were created. So in other words, for thousands of years, we've been told that in, let's say, Eastern religion or philosophy, spirituality, that human beings are beings of light. And this, as it turns out, has a basis in fact, and it's a field of study in biophysics, where you can take living cells, whether or not they be plant cells, animal cells, human cells, put them in a room that's completely dark, and use a device called a photomultiplier tube, where we can measure laser-like coherent emission of light from human cells. And these highly coherent pulses of light come from the DNA. And the reason why they're there is to initiate any number of biochemical reactions that occur. So human beings are designed to use light for communication. And what LifeWave is doing and what all light therapy is doing is tapping into this system to induce biochemical changes. And there's a huge body of evidence to support this. It's also self-evident. We go in the sun and sunlight elevates vitamin D. Or if you go out for men to go out in the sun and have sunlight stimulate their androgen receptors on their shoulders, they're going to elevate their testosterone. Or of course, light will induce production of melanin, which is an antioxidant. So it's self-evident that light induces biochemical changes in the body. So as long as we know the code by which this happens, then we can create devices such as LifeWave, which will tap into that system and produce beneficial health effects.
Wow, it's really incredible. So let's turn now to talk about the specific types of patches that you have. And let's start first with the X39 and how exactly it works.
Okay, so this was a project I started maybe 14 years ago now, where it was becoming evident that stem cells was going to be the way of the future. And stem cell medicine has certainly advanced quite a bit over the last 10 or 15 years. But back then, when we began our studies with this, we were looking at different types of electromagnetic treatments, which could improve the viability of stem cells. So the basic idea is this: as we age, the stem cells age with us, and stem cells are universal cells. So every cell that we have in our body, heart cells, liver cells, kidney cells, were once stem cells, and they divide and they specialize. Mm-hmm. So as we age, the stem cells age. So if you took, pluripotent stem cells from a human being in their 60s, we would see that the motility rate was degraded and their ability to produce growth factors such as VEGF have also degraded. So the idea was, instead of injecting young, healthy stem cells in the body, which is where the industry is going, what if we could somehow get the stem cells already in people's body to function like younger, healthier cells? And it turns out there's this fellow, Lauren Picard, that spent about 50 years looking at the effects of copper peptide on the body. So this is a very simple three amino acid peptide that is a very high affinity for bonding with copper. So eventually what we found is that we could use our low-level light therapy patch to elevate copper peptide, GHKCU, and this would in turn reset about one-third of the human genome to a younger state, which in turn activates the P63 gene, which mobilizes stem cells. So people put on the patch, the light elevates copper peptide, and the copper peptide causes the stem cells in the body to function like younger, healthier cells. So you get more rapid wound healing.
And there's a lot of restrictions in the United States and elsewhere with respect to stem cell therapy and things like this. And it's almost like, because you're not using, there's no stem cells in the patches, you're able to sort of circumvent that and still help people generate stem cell production in their body.
Right. The human body already produces copper peptide, but what's so interesting is that we see a direct parallel between the levels of copper peptide in the body and stem cell activity. And so if we can restore the levels of copper peptide in the body back to youthful levels, we can restore the stem cell activity. So that's exactly what we see.
Wow. And can you talk to me about some of the studies? I know you have done several studies on all of these patches. Can you talk to me about some of the studies you've done specifically on the X39?
Yeah. So we've done over 80 clinical studies over the past 20 years. And on X39, we have about a dozen studies or so. And the first thing was to validate that the patch was elevating copper peptide. So we have several studies that show that you apply the patch, we take a baseline blood draw, 24 hours later, we take another blood draw, a week later, we take another blood draw, and we see that within the first 24 hours of applying X39, that copper peptide levels go up. So that would be the first thing. Second thing is that we look at metabolism data. So we do urine analysis and we look at the way the body metabolizes things like amino acids. And from there, we can learn quite a bit. So we see that within the first 24 hours, things like levels of GABA are improving. So people get into a relaxed state and their sleep is improved. In the example that you provided, we did in fact see about a 35-40% improvement in leucine metabolism, which of course turns on mTOR and is going to improve muscle protein synthesis. So anyone that has an injury, such as a torn calf muscle, is going to benefit from that dramatically.
Is going to be able to do extreme skiing in 10 days.
Right, exactly.
Well, let's talk about that example again. And I want to talk about it through the lens of my skepticism surrounding the patches, even after having used them myself, right? Like I said, two screws in my shoulder. Knowing what I know now, I'd have never had surgery. I think that overwhelmingly allopathic medicine pushes a lot of things for a number of reasons, but one of those is surgery on things, especially because the body is self-healing, self-regenerating, which I know now. But with my dad, again, he was injured. He was injured. There was very clearly an injury, and it wasn't that this masked the symptoms of his injury in any sort of way. He was back to skiing full speed, and even after no longer using the patches after 10 or 14 days, he was still back to skiing full speed. So it wasn't like he was using the patches for some time and then he took them off and the pain came back. That wasn't the case at all.
Right.
So can you talk to me specifically with the carnosine patches? Now you touched on it a little bit, how that helps facilitate tissue repair.
Yeah. So the first thing is that what is carnosine? Carnosine is a dipeptide. It's a 2-amino acid peptide composed of histidine and alanine. And even though it's a very, very simple molecule, it has incredibly powerful effects in the body, although it's not as ubiquitous as other peptides such as glutathione. So we find carnosine in the brain, in the heart, in the skeletal muscle, even in tears. They're there to protect the eyes. So carnosine will function as a antioxidant. It has the potential to manage certain types of inflammation. The other thing that's been shown with carnosine in athletes is that it can buffer lactic acid. So that means it can improve stamina. And we also showed in a study that we did with Dr. Lisa Tully going back many years that carnosine will improve athletic performance in as little as the first week that you use it. So it has an effect on muscle protein synthesis. Other third-party studies have shown an incredible property of carnosine to be able to protect the telomeres. So while it doesn't appear to regenerate the telomeres, which would extend lifespan, what it does is it protects the telomeres from shortening. And in studies with mammals, such as mice and rats, it extends lifespan about 30 to 40%. Wow. And as a result, the other thing that came out of these studies was to show that the animals didn't actually age until the very end of their life. So carnosine, you know, in short, when a person is injured, will help to manage the inflammatory response. And this is really critical because what was discovered in La Jolla, California, is that stem cells are attracted to inflammatory cytokines. So to go through the injury process very quickly, someone gets a tissue that's traumatized. There'll be an increase in oxidative chemicals, which suppresses a bacterial infection. This induces increase in inflammatory markers, which tear down the damaged tissue. And those inflammatory cytokines pull the stem cells into the injury site to generate the new tissue. In people that are older, one of the reasons why they don't heal as quickly is that the antioxidant system of the body can't manage the inflammatory response. So the elevated inflammation kills off those stem cells and the injury doesn't heal. So antioxidants like glutathione and carnosine manage the inflammatory response so the stem cells can get in there and do their job. So that is part of how carnosine will assist the body in healing.
Wow. And let's talk about some of the studies that you've done with athletes specifically. And I'm probably going to say, wow, 100 more times during this episode, but because I'm a former athlete myself, I played with the U.S. national team for Team Handball and was in the U.S. Army World-Class Athlete Program. I don't even know if a lot of the people who listen to the show even know that, but that is a piece of my history.
Thank you for your service to our country.
Yeah, I appreciate that. If we could talk about some of the work you've done with athletes specifically, because I know at one point either the Stanford swimming team or someone else was using the patches for a period of time and they had amazing success with them. So yeah, anything athlete related.
Yeah. So I had the good fortune of working with a number of Olympic athletes, professional athletes, college athletes over the years that have been an enormous help to LifeWave. So in the very beginning, we were working with Troy State, Troy University, with their football team, Morehouse College. And we were doing some investigational studies to look at how would the patches work on football players. And that had some beneficial outcomes. Then started working with Coach Richard Quick at Stanford University. And we applied the patches to his swim team. Now, Richard was a 6-time U.S. Olympic coach and had, I believe, 17 NCAA championships. Wow. To his credit. Really phenomenal guy. And very often when you find coaches that get to that level, they can be a little bit difficult to work with. And Richard was one of the most wonderful human beings I've ever met in my life. He had the attitude of, I want the best for my athletes. And so I want to stay on the cutting edge. So he was extremely open-minded and gave us the opportunity to work with his team. So I flew out to Stanford and we had 8 of his athletes try our energy patches back in 2003.
That's the energy enhancer, right? That's what that one's called.
Yeah, that was the energy enhancer. And during a 3-week period of time, while he was doing the evaluation, he called me and said, 6 of my 8 swimmers broke their personal lifetime best using the energy enhancer. And one woman, Tara Kirk, broke the 50-meter world record in breaststroke.
Wow.
And Tara went on a really phenomenal phenomenal person, went on to be in the Olympics and did extremely well. Her and her sister both were on U.S. Olympic team. So that was kind of one of the beginnings of working with athletes. Later on, I was invited to Real Madrid because we had David Beckham using energy enhancer. There was a picture that appeared in a newspaper where he took off his shirt during training and the energy patches were up on his chest. So the head medical doctor at Real Madrid invited me to fly over there and meet with the staff about how they could use the patches. We've had Manny Pacquiao in the past use the energy patches. You know, a number of famous athletes like this, Phil Pfister. He won World's Strongest Man contest and he got so excited he ripped off his shirt and there were the energy patches up on his chest. So we've had a number of really, you know, fun things like that. Ronnie Coleman.
Luckily, you've had a lot of really ripped people that are like keen to take their shirts off and show that they have the patches on, wear them.
Apparently, you know, the first thing that I'm going to say just to clarify this is that I have the utmost of respect for what these athletes do to get in shape. I mean, their diet, their training, their sleep, yeah, it has to absolutely be perfect. So when I'm talking about this is that the patches are an aid to what it is they're doing. In no way do I want to imply that the patches are allowing these athletes to perform, you know, at an elite level. It's a tool. Yeah. Everything else has to be optimized, right? And then the patches work great.
And you would probably say that for really anyone, even aside from athletes. Like, in no way is, obviously these patches are amazing and do amazing things, but in no way are they a catch-all, fix-all type of thing. And you can just eat whatever the hell you want, live however right. you want, and live in a poor emotional state and not get exercise and things like this.
Yeah. You know, when I'm certainly not an athlete at your level. When I turned 55, I thought, I want to see what my body's capable of. And I had just started getting back in shape and spending more time in the gym. You know, I've always exercised and I've been trying to eat healthy, but I really wanted to push myself. So I got into the gym, I hired a trainer. I focused a lot on, you know, getting enough protein, upping my protein intake, upping my exercise. And I did a push-up challenge, I was able to do 402 push-ups in 28 minutes.
Wow.
And what I would say is I was using the patches all that time to support my training, and it allowed me to recover very, very quickly. But if I hadn't been eating properly and exercising properly and getting enough sleep, I would not have been able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And with athletes specifically, it's like, because they're typically so focused on their own health and they're in top physical shape, it's not really all that crazy that these patches really help them. And now I want to sort of transition into talking about some of the stories that you've received over the years. And I would imagine it's thousands and thousands by now, because I've come across so many with these patches of people healing from issues that, you know, doctors may have told them they'll never hear from. So could you touch on some of the stories that you've heard?
Yeah. So I'd say the first thing is I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't give any type of medical device. I'm an inventor and researcher by trade. And we sell our products as general wellness products. That's how they're classified with the FDA. So we don't make any medical claims. So the type Absolutely. Of claims we do make are improving energy flow, improving sleep, managing pain, and supporting the natural healing process. So that's the extent of the claims. So that said, what happens when you start to optimize the terrain in the body so that people can heal? Well, you find some, you know, really extraordinary things. First of all, if a person's immune system is supported properly, they have more energy, they feel better. And, you know, without making any claims, I would say they find they might heal faster mm-hmm. than they normally would. With X39 specifically, the type of things that we found in our studies and anecdotally is that the rate of recovery is about 35-40% higher than normal after exercise. Mm-hmm. Strength and stamina improve very, very quickly. When people are injured, they recover much more quickly. And there is a youth renewal aspect mm-hmm. to this. I can show you some photos if you want me to share this with you, because it really tells the story a little bit better. But when you start to reset genes in the body to a more youthful state, when people have been using the product for 2-3 months and beyond, they physically start to look younger.
If you're enjoying this episode so far, please share it with a family member, a loved one, a fellow tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, or your neighbor who thinks you're absolutely nuts. We are censored and shadow banned on virtually every platform, making it difficult for us to showcase what we're doing, so we rely on you all to help us grow. Also, if you like this podcast, please consider becoming a member of The Way Forward to support us. We put a lot of intention into what we do, and our membership has so much value. And we're so grateful for your continued support so we can keep making these episodes and providing valuable information to you. Lastly, if you have a holistic health or freedom-oriented business you run, or if you know of one, please head to or share our business directory form in the show notes. The directory is currently private, but we plan on launching it publicly soon, fully funded by the Way Forward members. Over half of the businesses in our directory offer exclusive discounts for members to the Way Forward, and we sincerely appreciate your help with onboarding these businesses to our directory so that we can drive our members to those businesses and create more value for you, our supporters. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the episode. I've seen so many of these examples too. And because I understand the position you're in regarding making claims, I will just share the claims that I've seen from other people with respect to these products. I've seen others claim that the use of these products and specific patches, of which you, I think you have like six or seven, maybe even more than that, types of patches at this point.
Right.
Children that had severe autistic symptoms began to sort of regulate. People who had severe back issues, even disc issues in their spine, their spine began to self-correct and heal. I've seen people claim that they were they had, you know, stage three, stage four cancers that began to sort of resolve themselves. I've seen people, many people with respect to men specifically, who are balding or dealing with their hair graying, their hair began to turn back to their original color and their hair began to grow back. I've seen claims covering virtually every health issue you can think of with respect to these patches. And again, so skeptical until I had my own experience. And once you experience them yourselves, and then so many other people have contacted me, it's just blown my mind over and over and over again. And the point of emphasis here, because I know my audience is like-minded in the sense that they're probably against just masking symptoms, is that's not what's being done here. Again, right. Going back to my dad, he took them off, didn't wear them for another like month or two. Then he was like, hey, maybe I should probably get some more of those. I was like, yeah, of course. But he took them off and he was still skiing fine. He thought he was done for the entire ski season, and he was back skiing full speed in 10 days. So they actually helped facilitate healing. And so is there any other studies that you think are very compelling and worthwhile to share with respect to the patches? Because as you've said, I know you've done quite a few of them.
Yeah. I mean, out of the 80 that we've done, there's other studies that we've done that we haven't posted. So there are going to be, there's a new technology that we are releasing next year that complements the use of the patches. And I'm really excited about that. And I can't get into the details here, but I'll throw out a little bit of a teaser. My main area of research at this point in my life is age reversal. So I turned 60 this year, and I would prefer not.
You look great.
Thank you. I'd prefer not to get any older, and I prefer to recapture some of my youth as much as possible. And so the type of things that we do in our lab here is we study living organisms that don't age, such as lobsters and Hydractinia planaria, ants. And we see if we can develop biomimetic tech that, so in other words, we want to mimic a existing living system and then apply that over to human beings. So one of the discoveries that we've made here is how lobsters and ants can defeat the aging process. And we've put that into a product that we see the initial signs that it is, in fact, reversing symptoms of aging. We did our first human study with 20 people. It was an open label pilot. And the worst that we did was one person out of the 20. It took 2.5 minutes before they responded. The other 19 people, the average response time was 15 seconds, and the fastest response time was 3 seconds. And
this, when you say response time, this is for the technology to begin working.
Right. So what that means is they use the product. We have them connected up to devices like a physio suite, where we're measuring their heart rate variability, their kidney function. We have an infrared camera on them so we can see light emission from the body. And within 15 seconds, on average, you start to see a change in their physiology. So, for example, we had a woman in her 60s who had had a heart attack. So her heart rate variability was not normal. So heart rate variability measures the muscle contractions in the heart. And in about 2 minutes, her heart rate normalized, which shouldn't have been possible based on the tech that we used. So those are the type of things that we saw. We saw kidney function improve. We saw the blood improve. And the urine analysis that we did was rather shocking, the results that came back.
Wow. Wow. And this is a technology that has yet to been released?
Yet to be released. It's going to be released next year for our 20th anniversary.
Got it. And it sort of aids the patches. So it's supposed to be used alongside the patches.
Yeah. Yeah. So the idea is, you know, the patches are excellent at what they do. And then there's a few ways to support that. So if people are getting their proper nutrition, then they have the raw materials to heal the body. If people are exercising, you know, that's going to optimize gene expression and allow us to maintain muscle density, bone density. And of course, you know, people getting proper sleep, that facilitates healing as well. So this is something I would say in that category that it will support overall the way the body does what it does.
Got it. Okay. So we've talked about the X39, the energy enhancer, the carnosine patch. Now I want to move on to the X49 because I'm still kind of fuzzy on the difference between the X39 and the X49.
Okay. So it's actually very simple. X39 elevates GHKCU. So that's copper peptide, which is based off of glycine. So it's a glycine, histidine, lysine peptide. X49 elevates the other copper peptide, which is AHK. So that's an alanine, histidine, lysine. So the two are very different, even though it's just off by one amino acid. Glycine is ubiquitous. It's found throughout the entire body. And there's some good studies now that are showing the connection between glycine and increased lifespan. So there's a study, for example, that shows if you took glycine and N-acetylcysteine together, it extends lifespan by about 24%. That could be because it'll support glutathione and copper peptide levels, but that's yet to be determined. Alanine is not ubiquitous, and it's going to be found more, again, in tissues such as the bone, the skeletal muscle, the heart, the brain, the skin. And eventually, I think what we'll find is that alanine metabolism is closely associated with cognitive disorders like Alzheimer's disease.
Wow. Okay.
So that I think would be a good area of research for people that are focused on that. What we found is that by elevating AHK, which declines with age, that we could induce and support muscle protein synthesis. So people could use this for improving athletic performance, among other things. We also found in an investigational study that elevating AHK improves bone density. So for women that are experiencing osteoporosis, osteopenia, that elevating AHK can stop bone loss and start to increase bone density over time.
Wow. Oh my goodness. So what do they not do? I'm just kidding. I think we should just keep discussing what they do.
Well, that's actually quite a good question. The big missing link, I would say, which we will have room for in other products, is ultimately, can we reset 100% of the human genome back to a more youthful state? So, you know, essentially, when we look at what happens with us as we age, we want to be able to control autophagy. We want to get rid of, you know, the zombie cells that are part of the aging process. We want to keep the telomeres lengthened to protect us from disease and allow an infinite number of times our cells can divide. And we want to reset gene expression so that, you know, we can essentially be 25 forever. Mm-hmm. So that to me is, you know, where we go in the future, instead of just having a third of the genome acting, having our cells acting younger, we want 100% of the genome back to a youthful state.
Well, I think this is especially important too, given the toxic assaults via various angles that men and women deal with just living on this planet right now, right? And even those that live a very health conscious life, there is just toxins that we're bombarded with from every angle. So if we can sort of counteract that by helping facilitate our body's natural healing processes and other natural processes of the body to sort of balance that back out, to return some youthfulness back to us. Because you look at pictures of people from the 70s and the 60s at a beach, and everyone, regardless of age, is pretty fit and healthy. So if we can counteract the toxic assault to get back to that state, that's incredible. And then maybe move beyond that. So it's like the ultimate biohack.
Right. You know, human beings are more remarkable than they know. And I believe that what we will find in time is that God created us with the ability to adapt with any type of challenge that we're going to be faced with. Mm-hmm. And there's some remarkable facts about human beings that are not very well understood. Two of these, as an example, is that these light emissions that are coming from DNA are actually coming from the hydrogen bonds that hold DNA together. Mm-hmm. And you, if you study this long enough, you're led with the conclusion that those pulses of coherent light are coming from the vacuum. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is that we have been designed to tap into energy beyond our time and space. And I'm not speaking esoterically. I'm speaking as a matter of physics. Yeah. I once had the opportunity to be in Hawaii and spend some time with Nassim Haramein, who's mm-hmm. a relatively well-known physicist. And he had said to me, you know, I calculated the amount of energy inside a human cell, and I found it was equivalent to that of a black hole. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, the scale is on a much, much smaller scale. So that's, you know, why we don't see matter getting sucked in. Mm-hmm. But the point of that is that there is an enormous amount of relative power inside the cell. And researchers like Abe Liebaugh found that even the mitochondria functions like a miniature cyclotron. So mm-hmm. human beings, the molecular motors in human beings, it's incredibly sophisticated. And so what that means is that we have all the tools inside of our bodies already to adapt to these chemical and physical man-made assaults.
Yeah. And that's how, you know, we were talking about water fasting a little bit before this with respect to healing from the products that we'll talk about later. But that's how people are able to do breath work, or are able to simply just meditate, or people who are breatharians and claim, like, say that they don't really eat any food. I've interviewed one, Jazz Mahin. You know, these things all sound impossible, but when I interviewed Gerald Pollack and then also interviewed Veda Austin with respect to fourth phase water, there's pretty strong indication that our cells, if we tap into that energy in the correct way, don't require any external input, and that we can actually facilitate healing ourselves. And I think that, like, LifeWave is a step in that right direction, because there's no chemicals, there's no stimulants inside the product or that your body's receiving. It's using really your body's own light, sort of manipulating it in a way and reflecting it back to your body so that your body can aid its own healing process. So it's like a step to that understanding.
Exactly. It's, you know, if you look at people that heal with energy, and I've had the privilege of, you know, meeting a number of them. And of course, you know, historically, we know there were people like Jesus who, you know, would heal. Of course, you know, being the Son of God, you know, he had that power. But people, you know, that weren't at that level have been able to, you know, heal with their body. And I've seen some extraordinary demonstrations of this over the past 20 years. And so without question, spiritual energy is by far the most powerful form of healing. You know, we could say the physically healing is at the lowest level, emotional healing is a level up, and spiritual healing is another level up of power, you know, above and beyond that. So I would completely agree with you that we have the ability to heal under the right conditions. And sometimes it's just nothing more than a change in mindset to allow that to happen.
Yeah. And you hear this happen so much with people who are, you know, PhD researchers and scientists, where they come into their field sort of agnostic or atheistic, right? Like just pure atheists, don't believe in any sort of God and sort of are stuck on the Darwinistic evolution trap of life and that we came from nothing, which is also absurd in and of itself. But so many of them then sort of adopt, as they look deeper into their respective field, like, there's so much here that we cannot explain with our limited human capacity, or there's just something here that is fundamentally spiritual. And that's where we see this sort of merging of physics, namely quantum physics, and understanding these deep ancient esoteric philosophies with regards to life and the nature of reality and God and the universe. And for you specifically as a scientist, right, has that been sort of your journey with your relationship to the divine?
You know, I've been a Christian my entire life. And I've had a number of truly extraordinary spiritual experiences in my life where I could say literally God saved my life. I shouldn't be alive today. And over the past number of years, especially as I've done Bible studies and try to, you know, foster, you know, a personal relationship with the divine, there's been a number of really interesting things revealed to me. And so as an example, we have a convention coming up in October, and the theme is heart to heart. So I thought, I'm going to go back and look at the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, and look at how many times did the word heart appear. And how many passages did it appear in? So it appeared in the Bible in 96 passages. And the Hebrew word for heart is lev. And if you use the, if you convert that over into a numerical value, it's 32. So what's interesting is that 96 passages divided by 32 is 3. And the number 3 in the Bible represents God's intervention in things. Mm-hmm. So there are codes in the Bible. Actually, I think what's going to turn out to be my most powerful invention was based off of a Bible code that was discovered in the book of Genesis and the book of Isaiah. So we see God's fingerprints in the Bible, in math, and we also mm-hmm. see it in nature. Oh, and my God, yeah. And so if we're willing to keep an open mind to that, there is a whole other world to explore.
How has your relationship with God then as a Christian sort of helped? I mean, obviously you're talking about developing a product based on biblical code, which is like mind-blowing in and of itself. But how has it helped you on your journey of developing LifeWave?
Oh, I wouldn't be here without God, for sure. I would have to say that, you know, some time ago, I used to think I was a really good inventor. And then I realized that all that was happening was God was downloading this information.
I noticed that when you said at the very beginning, you said, I had a thought, and then you corrected yourself and you said, well, I had some inspiration come to me. And I was like, I wonder.
I would say that I'm just a vessel, you know, for receiving downloads from the divine. And then it's my responsibility to act on that. So we can help as many people as possible. So mm-hmm. LifeWave wouldn't be where it is today without divine guidance and protection and divine mm-hmm. inspiration. So I'd have to give God all the credit for that, really. You know, to this point, I actually didn't start out to create this invention that I'm referring to by studying and looking for Bible codes. I was actually looking for this code in lobsters, and it took me years, and eventually I found it. And then I was in a Bible study, you know, maybe 6 months after this, and I found the same code in the Bible.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I didn't need any evidence to believe in God, but this is like, okay, we see God's math in creation in these species. And the most remarkable thing is where these codes that are in lobsters appear in the Bible, because it's all about creation. Mm-hmm. So, I'm eventually going to, you know, commit this to a PowerPoint and reveal it publicly, but not quite yet. When we do our product launch, I'll reveal that.
You know, it's amazing too, because there are multiple verses, especially in the New Testament, where even Jesus talks about, we will be able to do miracles greater than he. And if you had faith the size of this mustard seed, or as much as this mustard seed, you would say to that mountain, move, and it will move. And I don't know how so many religious people, Christians, or even just people who are not Christians and are just spiritual leaning, miss that. He talked about that we will be able to do these things as well.
Yep.
And I think that's what you're tapping into with the work that you're doing with LifeWave.
Yeah, it's so interesting. You know, sometimes I'll say that I think Jesus was the first anti-aging scientist because he said, well, you know, my final commandment to you is love others as I've loved you. And a hormone that we associate with love is oxytocin. And interestingly enough, if you take a look at muscle tissue from someone that's older, 70, 80 years old, and you culture it with oxytocin, what you find is that the muscle tissue reverts to a younger, healthier state. Mm-hmm. So being in a state of love is not only great for the planet and great for relationships, but it actually improves people's health. So it's a great reminder that being in a state of love can resolve personal health challenges and probably most of the problems we face on the planet today, if people will do it.
Oh, beautiful. And I just think back to images of, you know, like side-by-side images of someone like being told that they're hated or being like spoken to in a negative way. And then after that, the image, and just in telling them that they're loved, that they are loved, and things like this, you see a side-by-side comparison and change almost instantaneously. And then think back to Dr. Masaru Emoto's work with plants, where he was speaking negatively to plants and saying, you know, horrible things to them, and they didn't grow as well as the other plants that he was speaking lovingly to. And it's like, man, that's probably the greatest healing power that there is just being in a state of love as much as you possibly can. And I think that's so what so many people in the natural health, alternative health space miss, is that you can use all these products and things and gadgets and biohack your way to health as much as you want. But if you're not living in a state of love, and specifically self-love, because I think most of our problems come from a lack of self-love. And I think people will say, oh, that's selfish to love yourself. And I'm like, no, I think so many people at some level hate themselves, which is why they project that outward to other people. And if we can get back to an understanding that we are so loved by our creator, therefore we should love ourselves, that would then emanate outward and we'd begin healing.
Absolutely. You know, people have a greater capacity for greatness than they recognize. They have whatever challenge people face in life, they have the capacity to deal with that with the proper mindset and with the proper attitude. And challenges in life, and I have certainly had my share, are opportunities to grow and become better people if we look at it that way. But it's a matter of moving into a point of acceptance and saying, okay, I've got this challenge in my life. It's very serious for me. Am I going to break or am I going to bounce? Am I going to take on this challenge, accept that it's there and grow beyond it? Or am I going to allow it to get the better of me? We all have that choice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we adopt a mindset of looking at challenges as opportunities, we can work towards resolution much, much quicker. And of course, I also think it's an opportunity to improve our relationship with our creator. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we always go back to our Creator asking for things. We should be striving to have a daily relationship with the Creator, mm-hmm. and giving thanks every day that we're alive. We have people in our lives that love us, and we have so many things that many people don't have.
Yeah. Yeah. I think living in a state of gratitude helps facilitate that so much.
Without question.
Yeah. I want to transition now to talking about, actually, before we do this, let's talk one more patch, the glutathione patch, because I'm really interested in that one too. So glutathione patch, how does it work? What does it do? What is it best used for?
So, you know, once I had a superhero showdown between glutathione and X39, and if they were to go head to head, you know, who would come out on top and why? And X39 came out on top, but glutathione is not very far behind. Mm-hmm. So it is a tripeptide. It's found throughout the human body, and our lifespan is directly correlated to our body's levels of glutathione. For people that are vegans or vegetarians, they should take a supplement of N-acetylcysteine to make sure they have everything that they need to make enough glutathione. Glutathione supports immune function. It helps manage inflammation. It helps protect tissues from damage. And for those people that love to go out in the sun, glutathione will actually repair damaged DNA that was caused as a result of radiation. So there's thousands of clinical studies, maybe tens of thousands of clinical studies on the benefits of glutathione. The biggest disadvantage is how you keep it elevated. Oral supplements, if you take it twice a day, will elevate glutathione by 40% over a period of 30 days. With our patch, because it's stimulating the body with light, it'll elevate glutathione levels by around 300% in only 24 hours. So wow. Our patch has proven to be a very effective way at supporting glutathione levels.
Wow. That's incredible. Okay. I want to be respectful of your time too. So, because there's a couple questions from the audience, but before we do that, if we could discuss what you're sharing with me before with respect to these mRNA products that have come out.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, when the pandemic first started, I guess I will put it that way. Every piece of data that I looked at was extraordinarily suspicious. Yeah. And I did not at all believe the public narrative because it didn't make any kind of sense. So I use an example, right? We can speak with facts that can be validated publicly. One of those being is that 6 weeks after it was declared that there was a pandemic, the first human trial on the mRNA vaccine started. Now, vaccine development takes about 20 years. Mm-hmm. So to get through FDA drug process can take years. And yeah. First, of course, you have to get an IRB approved study. You have to do your animal testing and so on and so forth. So how in 6 weeks was an mRNA vaccine developed for treating COVID? How was the genome analyzed that quickly? How did they do their animal testing and get that approval through FDA and get that? Can happen, right? Yeah. So right from the beginning, none of this made sense. And then when you actually looked at some of the early vaccine data, it was showing to be completely toxic. And what we know today is the vaccine, we were lied to, right? So let's be Absolutely. Very clear, is that we were told the vaccine would stop transmission and improve people's resistance yep. to the virus. And we know both of those things are absolutely false.
Yeah.
So what we were told now, undisputed that was false. So what we did was we did two studies. We did first an investigational study with 15 people. Then we did a follow-up study with 60 people. And what we found in 100% of the cases where people took the mRNA vaccines, that after 4 months of their first injection, and it's supposed to be 2 weeks is where the washout occurs. After 4 months, they still had elevated levels of inflammation, specifically fibrinogen. they had elevated white blood cell count, meaning that the body was detecting that there was still an infection, and the white blood cells had mutated. And when the shape of cells in the body changes, that means their function is impaired. So not only was the immune system in a hyperactive state, which will eventually wear it out, the immune cells can't do the job that they're supposed to be doing. So the vaccine is actually weakening the immune system. Fortunately, we found, as validated by other studies, that if people elevate their glutathione levels, new study data showing that the enzyme bromelain will help to dissolve the spike protein, and some compelling data from Japan is showing that natokinase will also dissolve the spike protein. So the good news out of all this is that if people were vaccinated, they can use supplements like NAC, bromelain, natokinase to get rid of the spike protein. And they should probably do some other things like ozone therapy and IV vitamin C for, you know, at least a month to clear out any residual spike protein.
Yeah. And do the work to start questioning why you were bamboozled to receive the product in the first place. Start undoing that whole thing and really reevaluate the steps that you're taking with respect to your own health. But
The narrative is, you know, a good thing in this case. Like when we were told to go inside and they closed the beaches in California, and it's revealed that 85% of the people dying from COVID have low levels of vitamin D, you have to really start to question, are they stupid or do they know that there's this connection between vitamin D and COVID? But in all cases, the simplest thing for people to do to reduce their risk of mortality would be to be outside every day getting sunlight so they can elevate their vitamin D.
Outside in nature. And the other one that I've shared this over and over again on this show is the second strongest risk factor for death, according to a study published by the CDC, was fear/anxiety related disorders, which sort of should lead one to ask, given that their own data indicated that, why would they have kept us in a perpetual state of fear and anxiety throughout this entire charade? So it's really interesting.
I'll tell you the other one that I really laughed at, actually, is, you know, we were told this was a respiratory disease right from the beginning. And so Dr. Fauci would say, well, don't smoke because that's going to increase your risk of mortality. A later study came out that showed that nicotine, tobacco, was totally toxic to COVID, and people that were smokers had a way lower risk, like 97% reduction in getting COVID. So ironically, smokers fared better than most of the population.
You know what's funny on that? So I was a captain in the Army, and it was like a running joke, at the least in my unit, if not throughout the whole Army, that the best runners in the Army were the dudes who chain smoked. And it always blew my mind. I was like, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
But right.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't condone smoking. Maybe if it's organic tobacco, but I don't know.
I've seen some studies now, actually, that show that tobacco is an incredibly powerful aromatase inhibitor. And, you know, the whole smoking after sex thing apparently elevates men's testosterone levels.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, a good friend of mine, Aaron Apke, is like, he swears by smoking cigars to elevate testosterone. So it makes sense. I do smoke organic tobacco occasionally. I mean, you think Native Americans used it ceremonially all the time, never had any issues. So it sort of should lead you to ask, okay, is there something else inside the modern tobacco products that we use that is leading to these issues? And it's not the tobacco itself that's a problem.
I think that's fair. It's probably the pesticides and the herbicides in the tobacco that's the toxic part, right? So if you could get organic tobacco and grow it and dry it yourself, probably has, like cannabis, right? Probably has some therapeutic benefit.
Absolutely. Okay. I want to be respectful of your time, David. So let's move into a couple questions. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Awesome. So the first one is from James. Have any experiments been done on reversing myopia or other vision-related issues?
You know, we haven't done any specific studies with this. We have a whole host of anecdotal information. What I would recommend is that people with myopia, they study the Bates method. And this is a method of relaxing the eyes to improve vision. I can tell you anecdotally, I have a fellow in Malaysia and Singapore that I've known for many years who applied the carnosine patches on the forehead. So if you go from the center of the eye and then up above each one, so carnosine on above each eye at night, that in 30 days he was able to get rid of his glasses. So that's purely wow. anecdotal, and we've never done a study, but I've known many people that have done that with great results.
Awesome. Yeah. Amazing.
Just anecdotal. And then,
yeah, anecdotal, but you know, if there's enough anecdotal evidence, it tends to, you know,
it would warrant a study. I'd exactly. say that. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. This one from Alex, what patch would be recommended overall for paint/joint and inflammation reduction?
So many things that can be done here that I'd say the go-to patch on this would be Eon. And that could be paired with X39, could also be paired with glutathione. Any number, I would also recommend supplementing with NAC to make sure that you're keeping your glutathione levels elevated. Natural products like curcumin and DMSO are fantastic. Olive oil is a phenomenal source. If it's real organic olive oil, monounsaturated fats are very powerful anti-inflammatory. So, you know, a nice program of natural materials could be put together to completely eliminate joint pain.
Awesome. I'm glad you mentioned DMSO there, because DMSO is one of my favorite things to use. So that's yep. awesome. Yeah. Yep. Okay, I think that's all the questions that we have. Let me just scroll through the comments real quick. Most people are just commenting on how they've used the patches, and they're like, I assure you it does work. There's a few people saying that they've used it for years. That's awesome. Okay, David, thank you. This has been an awesome, awesome, awesome conversation. It took some unexpected turns that I'm very happy for. It's amazing to hear that you're a man of God and you're spiritually connected, and that sort of guides your work and you know, developing products based on some of the things you're finding in the Bible that you found elsewhere. And it's really amazing. You're an amazing guy, and I so appreciate the products you've created and LifeWave. And thank you so much for your work, and thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. Believe me, it's been a pleasure. I've had a great time talking to you. And if you want to have me back in the future, I'd love to have the opportunity to talk to you again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And for those that are interested in the LifeWave patches, please be sure to reach out to patches@thewayforward.com. You can find that in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in. This was an awesome episode. I hope you enjoyed it too. Have a good one.